Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we have a lot to talk about.
Oh my God, I was just talking to my husband. And I'm like, I can't even take it anymore. I'm like, we are living in an insane asylum, and I can't find the exit. And even if I find the exit, where is there a place that's not insane?
Exactly. It seems insanity is celebrated now, you know.
Oh my God, I can't even take it. And, you know, we've talked about this before on the show. Sorry, callers. We've been chatting back and forth. And you if you're listening, you probably saw what we're going to be talking about. But you know what? We've talked about this before, Christy, and I don't know that we can fix the problems in this country anymore. I really don't know that we can.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might be time to formulate an escape plan.
Right? Yeah, but where are we escaping to unless we can buy our own island?
That's what we have to do, like, I guess. Buy our own island, heavily armed, so if anybody trespasses, we can blow their ass off. And nobody will ever do anything about it because it's our island. We make our own rules.
You know, I was watching one day, I actually decided to veg in front of the TV and watch HGTV, and these people were buying an island for their holiday vacation home. They were spending $3 million for their vacation home. And I'm like, damn you people. But they
that's
did. They found an island. And I'm like, that's
not fair. $3 million? I could raise, I'm sure I could raise $3 million. If that's all it costs to buy an island, then
no,
I'm going to start saving my money right
only,
now.
The island was only $1.1 million, but there was nothing on it. And the problem, as far as I was concerned, is the majority of the island was owned by this is in Australia. The majority of the island was owned by the government. So, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the problem. I want an island that's completely independent of anyone that's just completely mine. And
yep, exactly.
I can rig it up with the proper utilities and all that, make myself comfortable, and I am the governing authority.
Yeah, exactly. I am my own tyrant.
That's right, exactly.
Oh, my God. So, the craziest probably thing, I can't even speak. It's been one of those days. The craziest thing probably this week is the Bruce Jenner story. So, why don't you start on this one?
Oh, my God. I've been having steam come out of my ears over this. And, I mean, first of all, let me just say, if somebody wants to do with their body, whatever they want to do with it. That's their right. That is not the issue. The issue is not whether or not he has the right to do it. He has the right to do it. I think he's insane. I think there's something mentally wrong with anyone who wants to mutilate their body into the opposite gender. I think they have mental problems. But they have the right to do it. But my problem with Bruce Jenner, the Bruce Jenner situation, and I will continue to call him Bruce. I'm not going to call him Caitlyn. And as an aside, why the hell did he choose the name Caitlyn? Because when I think of that name, I think of like an 8-year-old girl. And it just makes him all the more creepy that he's got the name Caitlyn. How many 65-year-old women do you see with that name?
One of my good friends' name is Caitlyn, but I call her Katiekins. So to see that name for me too is whatever. It's his choice, right?
Yeah, I guess maybe if he'd chosen like Mildred or something, I'd be more comfortable with it. I don't know. but anyway, my problem is this just utter acceptance of him as a woman when I don't understand that. I mean, I don't understand how feminists can accept a transgender man who becomes a woman as a woman. Because what you're essentially saying is all it takes to be a woman is to cut off your dong, dress up in high heels, and paint your face with makeup, and you're a woman. And you are essentially validating the objectification that you say you're fighting so hard against by saying that that's all it takes to be a woman is just to have some surgery, take some hormones, put on a dress and some lipstick and grow your hair out long and you're a woman. And it doesn't work like that.
No, didn't we have this conversation not long ago? It was actually one of the segments on our show where some feminists were really pissed off about trannies because they weren't actually women. Didn't we have, like, some feminists are totally against it and them being called women because they think it's patriarchy or something. Didn't we talk about that before?
Yeah, there was an article that came out, like, a couple of months ago that addressed that. And those are the feminists that I agree with, and not because of patriarchy, but because there's so much more involved with being a woman than just having some surgery and being. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I think it's creepy. I just think it's creepy. I see these pictures of him like getting all dolled up and all this, and to me, it's creepy. It just grosses me out because it goes against nature. To me it's like inherently wrong. But does he have the right to be wrong? Yes. But I mean, to say that he's a woman, to me that's offensive because that's encoded in your DNA.
And I wrote about that. I actually wrote about that today for the Federalist Papers project. And, you know, that's one of the things I said. I'm like, you can buy lady parts all you want. You can change your name. You can do all these things, but you can't buy DNA. And it's our DNA that decides our gender. It's not how you look, how you might feel even. It's your DNA. And you know what's interesting is, and I was talking about this earlier, is you'll see some lesbians who try to look like men. And it's not that they're even trying to. It's just that's what they feel more comfortable with. You know, that's what we call, butch, right? But they don't get surgery. They don't mutilate themselves and disfigure themselves to look that way. They might just have short hair and wear guy clothes and whatever. They still have their boobs. They don't try to go and get a penis attached. So what he's doing... And I actually honestly feel bad for Bruce Jenner because what he's doing is physically altering his appearance without seemingly dealing with the internal issues that he's having in his brain with the fact that he's never actually going to be a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. I feel sorry for him because there's some kind of mental illness going on there. And there's some kind of deeper issue that goes beyond just the surface. And yeah, I mean, it's I think he is a poor, demented fool, and I pity him. And I don't hate the man. You know, people are calling me a hater on this post that I put in one of the Facebook groups. Somebody's saying, this thread has so much hate in it. It's not about hate. It's about calling things out as you see them. And it's not how you portray yourself on the outside that makes you a woman. It is the DNA. It's the blueprint that determines what your gender is. And that's the problem that I have with it, because the blueprint requires so much more to going into being a woman. The whole chemistry from the moment that, sperm meets egg is what goes into determining your gender. And to make something just light of it, just because you can make yourself into a counterfeit of a woman, and that's what he's doing. He's a counterfeit. He's masquerading as a woman. He's playing Halloween to the extreme effect. But, I can sew a pouch on my stomach and hop around the room, but that doesn't make me a kangaroo. And, I mean, seriously. Or I can print $20 bills all day long, but that doesn't make them currency. And this idea that you can just go see a surgeon if you have enough money. He could, you know, why do you have to mutilate yourself? If you want to dress up like a woman, if that turns you on, why not just dress up like a woman? Why do you have to go to such an extreme?
Exactly. And I in my post that I wrote today, which I just posted on our Facebook page, I even said, I'm like, I've met tons of trannies. I really have. Oh, you know, just whatever. Throughout time, I've gone to see shows, whatever. And they're fabulous people. Not because they're trannies. Not because they're men who want to be women. But because of their personalities. The individual.
Right.
The thing that's driving me a little bit insane about this is they're glorifying this in the media. It's not that.
Yeah.
They're glorifying this. So here you might have kids who are like, it's just not a good thing, in my opinion, to be glorifying this as if it's some great, fabulous thing. I'm sorry, but he's not courageous. What would have been courageous would have been 20 years ago admitting that he was gay or whatever it is he actually is, and not putting his wife through this thing all these years and then putting his kids through this. That would have been courageous. He's not courageous. He's a freaking coward. And now he did all this stuff. And what's the end result? He's going to have a goddamn reality show. That's disgusting, and that's demented.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying it's all a big publicity stunt. But, you know...
And that's why he's demented. That's why I actually feel bad for him. Like, was he pushed faster into this? Did he really, really, really want to do this? I mean, that's what kind of really creepy.
It kind of seems like he's trying to compete with the Kardashians or something. And then, you know, he's been around that whole freaking bizarro world of the Kardashians for how many years. Now all of a sudden he wants his own reality show or something. And it's just such a freaking clusterfuck. And it just grosses me out, frankly. I just think it's gross. And I have the right to think that. And I think part of it is I'm tired of having all this shit pushed in my face. I'm tired of turning on the TV and seeing Bruce Jenner or whoever else, and somebody's getting another gender reassignment or gay marriage, or Michael Sam and his boyfriend shoving cake in each other's face, or what, you know, like when he got drafted by the Rams. I'm tired of that crap. I get it. You're gay. Whatever. Go live your life. Why the hell do I have to have it in my living room? You know?
And
why do I have to be expected to throw confetti every time somebody comes out of the closet?
And that's the thing. They are trying to, the media is portraying this like it's completely freaking normal. And that's why they're glorifying it in that way. And no, I'm sorry. This is not normal. The guy has mental issues. And he took them to such an extreme that he's willing to disfigure his body.
you're right. I agree with you. He can do whatever the hell he wants with his body. But to glorify it in the media is absolutely insane. This is not normal. This is not normal behavior. And the guy has some serious issues. And Matt Walsh posted a blog today on The Blaze. And he specifically even talks about that. He posted actually a really good article. And he specifically talks about that and how many – sorry, my husband's commenting in the background – how a lot of people who do this gender reassignment and they try to change their gender actually end up committing suicide after they do it. It's not something to take lightly. And that's what they're doing in the goddamn media.
Well, I've heard that too. A lot of the people who are having these surgeries eventually end up being so miserable that they take their own life. And I would be curious to know how Bruce Jenner feels in 5 or 10 years.
Well, I think he's already afraid a little bit of what he's done based on, you know, what I've seen, but who the hell knows what's being reported anymore. But this was such a public, this was made so public because of who he was. Because, you know, he's an Olympian and he was with that crazy Kardashian family. But just the guy needs help. And I'm sure, and I'm pretty sure this is a rule, I don't know, you know, obviously I wouldn't know personally, that they do have to get some kind of psychological help before they do this, because this is obviously is a huge change. But and that's why they shouldn't be glorifying it in the media, because other people might think, oh, well, I feel like a woman, so I'm going to do it too. It's not that big a deal, right?
Yeah, and now they're even making taxpayers pay for it. Like Bradley Manning clown, he's getting his transgender assignment or whatever the hell it is on the taxpayers' dime.
See, that's where I completely draw the line. If you want to be another gender, you want to do what you want to your body, I have no problem with that. You do it on your dime, not mine.
That's right. That's right, and you should also be made to do it on your dime so that you can be sure that that's what you want to do. And,
exactly.
You know, remember that story a few years ago about the pregnant man? It was like this woman who was going through the transformation into being a man or something. So she had taken these hormones and she grew a beard. But she still had her plumbing, and apparently she was still able to get pregnant. I don't know how that works. But they said that she was a pregnant man. I was like, hello? The fact that she can get pregnant means she's not a man.
Exactly.
It's like if the only criteria for being a man is growing a freaking beard, then there's an awful lot of menopausal women who can now be called men.
No, listen, and that brings me to the other insane thing I heard today. And I wrote about it, too, because that's how insane it is. On PMSNBC, I still can't believe this. There was a woman, a left-wing feminist nut job, talking about Bruce Jenner, and then she brought up abortion, and she brought up how the word woman shouldn't be used when discussing abortion anymore because it excludes transgender men.
Yes. So apparently abortion is no longer just a women's issue or something. Remember how they said, you're not allowed to talk about abortion because that's only a women's issue. Well, apparently now it's no longer a women's issue, or you're not allowed to talk about it.
I'm sorry, but until trans men can grow a uterus and grow ovaries, they're not women, and they cannot ever get pregnant, nor can they even make that the choice about whether or not they want to have a freaking abortion. So, but this
whack job,
who writes The Nation, is saying some, and I don't know what the frigate second wave feminist is, but that's what she called them. Some feminists believe that the word women shouldn't be used when discussing abortion because it's excluding them. When I was sent this article by my editor, I was like, My mouth literally dropped to the floor. And then I watched the video, and she was goddamn serious, like 100% absolutely serious about this conversation.
See, I mean, it just goes to prove the point that she just proved the point that I've been saying for this whole call. You're not a woman. If you don't have the plumbing, you're not a woman. Not enough to just, here, take this uterus and sew it into my body. It doesn't work like that.
You can't do it. That's not physically possible. They don't have, as far as I know, uterus or ovary transplants. And for God's sakes, why would you even want one?
Yeah, really. I mean, don't call yourself, well, I have to go through this crap every month, you know. So I know what it feels like to be a woman. I've been doing it since I was 11 years old. But why I can't, maybe this is why I'm resentful, because these clowns, they don't even have to go through this shit every month. You get all the fun of dressing up and looking pretty, but you don't have to go through the monthly bill. That's crap.
No, right? I posted on someone's Facebook today. I'm like, if you can't make claims to menstruation and menopause, I don't want to goddamn hear it. I'm saying that word too much, and I apologize to our listeners. If you can't claim those two things, I really don't want to hear from you that you're a woman, because you have no idea what we go through.
Exactly. Exactly. If you can say that you have to take Midol every month, then you're a woman. If you don't, then you're not. Just to boil it down.
One of my lovely, my brother from another mother, Snarky, sent me another link. ESPN gave Bruce Jenner an award.
Yes, he's getting an award as a hero.
Yeah, and they didn't give it. And they didn't give that award. They gave this another award to this woman, an actual woman, who had a brain tumor and was an inspiration to millions of people across the country, because she continued. She was a basketball star and she continued playing. And they gave they gave her some other awards, but they're giving Bruce Jenner an award. ESPN. When did they become another left wing arm of the lunacy?
Oh, they've been a left wing arm for a long time. But that's why I hate sports and politics being mixed together. It should be completely separate.
Absolutely.
But I mean, to me, it just goes to show, and this is an offshoot of this whole thing, how we have completely bastardized our English language. The word hero, to me, that is someone who puts his life and his well-being on the line for the sake of someone else. That is a hero. It's not somebody who goes and gets his schlong cut off and dresses up as a woman and prances around and gets his friggin' ugly mug on Vanity Fair. That's not a hero. There's nothing heroic about that. What is heroic about that? You're gonna compare this guy to the guys who stormed Normandy Beach and lost their lives? Really?
Right. Right, exactly. I mean, it's just, this is why it's great to know what's going on in the world and in this country, but oh my God, it's insane. And seriously, this is why aliens won't visit us.
Yeah, well, you know, well, except James Carville, but he became a Democrat, so that doesn't count. But, you know, there was some guy, I think he's in Las Vegas, he decided he wanted to be a lizard, and so he got a complete body tattoo of scales, green scales, and he got, like, little studs put in his head, and he got his tongue, like, split, so it would be like a reptile tongue. And He got like eye tattoos and all. The guy transformed himself into a lizard. So I'm thinking, why doesn't this guy deserve to be called a hero? He wanted to be a lizard, so he decided he'd become a lizard.
Oh my God. Seriously.
That's a true story. I saw the guy on TV. I saw him on TV. I was like, okay then. No,
I can't even.
I'd have to look it up. But yeah, it's been a few years since I saw that story, but he wanted to be a lizard, and he was going through the full transformation, and he was like a sideshow freak. So I'm trying to think, why isn't Bruce Jenner like a sideshow freak instead of being elevated to heroic status and all this jazz? What's the difference?
Nothing, really. Nothing.
Yeah. So this is where
except,
we are now.
Now, I was going to say, except, you know, the lizard guy probably wasn't on the cover of Vanity Fair, whereas Bruce Jenner is. And the lizard guy probably doesn't have a reality show, but Bruce Jenner will. Seriously.
No. The lizard guy ended up on, like, Inside Edition or something like that. He got his 15 minutes of fame, and I think he's probably doing some sideshow act in Vegas. But other than that, no, that he's certainly not going to be given an award for doing that to himself. But, I mean, people look at him as being insane, but they don't see the same kind of mentality in Bruce Jenner. I mean, why not just...
No, not. Of course not, because he pushes the gay and transgender agenda forward. Of course not.
Yes.
There's no lizard agenda.
There should be a lizard agenda, damn it. Why are you anti-reptile? You're anti-reptile. You're a hater.
I like reptiles better than people.
Me too. We've got a lot of reptiles in Washington, D.C. right now. Hi, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, true. But they're not ones that I want to take home and have as a pet.
That's true.
I'm just bored.
Well, see, part of the thing... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm speechless. Christine, how often am I actually speechless? Not very often.
Not very often, I can say. But I think part of it, too, for me, it's like the last straw, you know. But now that they're going after businesses, you know, like that florist in the Northwest who the court has ruled that not only can people go after their business, but they can go after their personal assets, too. The florist who refused to do a gay wedding. And the court said, oh, you violated these civil rights. And not only can the people who are offended by it go after your business, they can go after your personal assets, too. So, I mean, I've just had it up to here with the whole business.
You know what? It's like we live, I swear to God, and I post this more often than not, it's like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You know?
It really is.
It's like bizarro world. And every day it gets a little stranger. And I'm kind of afraid for the future. I mean, what's it going to look like in 10 years?
Oh, good Lord. I don't even want to know. But, you know, this brings me to another topic that we were emailing about, and that is the whole Ross Ulbricht situation with Silk Road. Have you read anything about that yet?
I have not. You'll have to inform me.
Okay, so, and I think I had heard things about it in the past, but it just came all into light because he just got finally sentenced. Ross Ulbricht is a big-time libertarian who decided to create a black market website allowing drug dealers and drug users to transact with each other over the web, selling illegal drugs, heroin, meth, whatever. And basically what the guy did is pretty genius. I mean, he got this all together and people were doing it back and forth and they were using Bitcoin. And for some reason, the guy's a genius, but he's not real smart. Because for some reason, he thought doing these things on the internet would be hidden from the government, which is just goddamn stupid. You know what I mean? I assume the NSA knows everything I'm doing at the, on the internet at any time, and they can click a button and see what I'm doing, right? Because that's how we know government works. So, so the guy did this, made a ton of money at it, and then, you know, he got caught. He got caught. I mean, why wouldn't you think you would get caught doing this? And apparently, the government said that six people died from drugs that were sold on his website. And he just had a trial, and he was found guilty, and he got two life sentences for drug trafficking, basically. Now, I don't agree with the sentences because I think our drug laws are ridiculous anyway, but he broke the law. He was doing something illegal. You know, you pay a price. He's the first one prosecuted for something like this. Of course they're going to make a goddamn example of him. And again, I'm sorry with the GZ word. So I've been watching over the past, I don't know, few days after the verdict came out, all these libertarians and anarchists all flipping out, free Ross, it's a hashtag, whatever. And I haven't said anything about it. I'm like, whatever, I'm not even going to comment. Last night I commented, and the comments went crazy. And someone actually accused me of being a nanny stater because I'm like, dude, he broke the law. If you don't like the laws, you have to change them. But if the laws exist and you break them, you pay the price. I don't care if someone wants to do drugs. That's their choice. Do all the drugs you want. I don't care. As long as it doesn't affect me, have that. Of course, we know that drugs, people who are drug users, it does affect a lot of us, but whatever. The point is, they're all upset, and I agree his sentence was excessive. However, he knew he was breaking the law. He knew that he would end up paying a price. And for him not to think ahead and think that the feds weren't going to beat the living crap out of him and give him the worst possible, or the judge rather, the worst possible sentence possible to make an example of him,
right,
shows how he wasn't very smart.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, you might be smart, but you don't have a lot of sense.
No, he had little sense
case
at all.
Here.
No,
well,
he has very little sense at all, and it's too bad because the guy seems like he's a brilliant guy. I mean, if you think about it, what a great idea, right? You know what I'm saying? But the reality is, and whether we like this reality or not, illegal drugs are illegal. If we want to legalize them, we have to change the laws. And it might take a gazillion years. And you might only, like, certain states have legalized marijuana. You know, other states have decriminalized it. It's going to take time to change these things. But you can't bypass the law, like Obama does. Okay, that's a bad example. You can't bypass the law and think you're just going to get away with it. You know,
I
feel more bad for his family than I do for him. I mean, you know, so but these people are arguing like he's some kind of hero. And in reality, even libertarian economists have said you don't operate in the black market. That does not progress the cause of libertarianism.
Yeah, you have to work within the system. If you want the law changed, you work to change the law. But if you think you're going to break the law and get away with it, especially when the government, you can't assume privacy anymore. There is no such thing as privacy from the government. They are watching everything you do. they're, you know, if they want to listen to this, to your phone call or whatever, they can't, you can't assume privacy. So if you're going to sell drugs online, you have to expect you're going to get popped. And if you still choose to do it, you say, okay, well, I'm going to make the statement and I'm going to take my consequences, but you are going to get popped.
Well, and the thing is, some excuses were, well, he was making it safer than going to the drug dealer on the corner. Really? That's why 6 people freaking died? You know? Heroin is never safe, ever. No matter who you buy it from, heroin is never freaking safe. The first time you do it, you could die. The second time you do it, you could die. The third time you could do it, you could die. So heroin is never safe. But he was allowing that trafficking to go on his website. That was the whole point of the website. And basically what he did was he went into the black market and he enabled drug dealers, individual drug dealers, to traffic their drugs. And apparently it was like 1.5 million transactions might have taken place. That's a big effing deal. Hello?
Right.
And
that's right.
And we're supposed to somehow think, first of all, they're calling this guy like some libertarian martyr and, oh my God, he's a hero. No, I'm sorry. The guy's a moron. He might be a genius when it comes to his idea and his and creating this website, but if he had done it for something legal, then he'd be a genius and then he'd be brilliant. But what he did was illegal. What he did was illegal, and it doesn't matter whether you agree with that or not. That's a fact.
Right.
That's just a fact. His mother's actually speaking at Pork Fest this year, which I'm actually speaking at as well for a couple different issues. But his mother's actually speaking at Pork Fest, and I actually honestly feel sorry for her because he's a young guy. He's only in his mid-20s. Young guy. And now he's in jail for life. No parole, mind you. I find insane because Charles Manson even gets parole.
Yeah, and there's his whole life. His whole life is basically down the tubes now.
Yep, gone, done, over. Because he's going to have an appeal, but the fact is you behave just like the scumbag drug kingpins that never, ever touch drugs at all, but they make sure it gets sold all over the country. He didn't behave any differently. He just did it online. That was it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I would imagine that the people that are defending him as far as the libertarians are probably younger than 25. Because
not all of them, no.
Really?
No,
I'm
in New Hampshire. We got them all here.
Libertarianism, and there's a lot to libertarianism that I love and agree with wholeheartedly. But this is why libertarianism never gets any traction as a serious movement, because people are willing to damage the brand, let's say, of libertarianism by supporting crap like this.
Right, exactly. And like I said, I totally agree his sentence is excessive. But for him to think, or anyone to think, that he wouldn't get an excessive sentence to make it to be made an example of because it's the first one, he would have to be completely insane. And apparently there were warnings and whatever. I mean, I have to go and read all the details of the case, but the guy knew what he was doing. It's not like he was Craigslist and unknowingly there were people on there selling drugs to each other. He knew and created this site exactly for what he was doing. Apparently, he was his first dealer by selling mushrooms. Now, mind you, I'm thinking mushrooms probably should be legal. However, they're not.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, if you're really that smart, as apparently he is, why didn't he work to make a case for drug legalization?
And that's my point. Like, if you don't like the laws, you change them. And that's after someone had accused me of being a nanny state, and I'm like, no,
I don't like certain laws, so what do? I work to change them. I talk the talk. I'm not just preaching to the choir here. I'm not just telling people, if you don't like the laws, change them. I'm actually trying to do that. And so are many other people across this entire country. You don't break the law and then say, oh, well, I didn't like it, so I decided to break it, so I should be considered a martyr. No, I'm sorry, you're a moron.
Yes, and if you're going to break the law and make a statement in your issue by breaking the law, then you should also be prepared to take the consequences for that action. And, you know, and that's what he chose to do. You can't say, because I disagree with the law and I got caught breaking it, therefore I should be exempt because I disagree with the law. It doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't. And that therein lies the problem. But like I said, some people are, you know, hold this guy up on some pedestal, and in reality what they should do is learn a really hardcore lesson from him that this is not the way to work if you want to, and this is what I've read today from libertarian economists and other, you know, big time libertarians. You don't work like this. You do things to push the movement forward. This doesn't push it forward. This, in my opinion, like you said, pulled it back.
Right, because people look at libertarianism as some kind of fringe movement, crazy libertarians, you know. And it actually does more to damage the brand of libertarianism than to further it.
No, exactly. And I totally agree with that. I mean, as you know, I'm not a member of any party, and I never have been and most likely never will be. And I could be a member of – there's tons of libertarians in New Hampshire. I know plenty of libertarians. They're fabulous people. But they also know that this isn't the way to push forward libertarianism. Others don't know that
right,
so much, and they're just pissed off. But then you have some people who are just pissed off in general at the man and don't even participate. I call those people are typically anarchists. They don't even participate in the political movement, although – they're awfully loud when it comes to politics.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The vocal minority.
Yeah, and if you want to get something done, you have to actually do something to change it. You know?
Right.
And that's the point. Like, I totally believe in decriminalizing marijuana. I don't smoke it. I have no desire to smoke it, but I agree in decriminalizing it because, in my opinion, it's less offensive than alcohol. And I happen to love alcohol.
Me too.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like I said, I didn't comment on it because I have a huge, you know, I'm friends with a lot of libertarians. I'm friends with the reason I was seeing it so much was because so many people I know were posting about it. And, of course, I have friends that are anarchists, too, and minarchists, whatever. But it just – it pushed me over the edge that they were considering this guy some hero when, in fact, he's not. He actually hurt the movement, and he's not a good example for people who want to push libertarianism forward because, like you said, I agree with a lot of what libertarians stand for. I call myself a conservatarian because I don't agree with everything, you know, in either or. I can't be pinpointed into one actual area other than maybe constitutionalist. Me over the edge. And I got a lot of heated comments on the Facebook status I posted about this because I was like, people died. Death is not freedom. This guy's for freedom.
Right.
People died. And that's not freedom. They're not free. Well, I guess maybe you could say they're free, but...
Yeah. He doesn't have the right... His actions don't... You know, you're a libertarian, but your actions... Libertarianism at its core is, I have the right to do what I want to do as long as I don't hurt anyone else.
Yep.
And he violated that. Now he's got to pay the price for it.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, in the meantime, some people are holding him up as a hero. And I would love to interview his mother, and I might try to, but I don't know I'll be able to now. But because she's who I feel sorry for, to be honest with you. She probably had no idea her son was doing this. If she did know, she probably didn't think that the feds would do something, you know, give him such a horrible sentence. And you always got to expect the worst. That's my opinion. Always expect the worst and hope for the best. But hope doesn't get you anywhere, especially when it comes to the federal government. We all know what scumbags the federal government is. We all know that. At least even people who aren't into politics know that.
Yeah.
So how could you not think that the feds were going to beat the crap out of him and hurt him as much as they tried?
Yeah. You're right.
Or as much as they could. I should say as much as they could. And again, to make an example of him so no one else would pull this. Although there are other people doing it. He's the one that was made an example of.
Right. Well, it's kind of like what happened with Edward Snowden, whether you agree with what he did or not. The government seeks to make an example out of him, and that's why he won't come back. And so you know that when you monkey around like that, the government's going to be on you immediately.
Yeah, and you know, I'm in two camps with Snowden. One is he took that job knowing what he was doing, intentionally doing it, and the other is I'm glad he did it. You know what I mean? Whistleblower, whatever. But is it treason? Is it, you know what I mean? Like, is it really truth-telling? I'm totally, that one is all, I'm on the fence about
that one. I'm torn. That's like me, too. I'm torn about him. I can see both sides of the coin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and I can see both sides of the coin with Ulbricht. I really can. I get that the laws suck and prohibition for drugs hasn't worked. And, yeah, we need to do something about it. But becoming part of the black market and becoming part of the underground, and it's not the answer. Changing the laws is the answer. And, yeah, it's going to take years, could even take decades. But if you really want to change the laws, other countries have done it. We could do it, too. It's going to take a hell of a lot of work, a hell of a lot of people, and a hell of a lot of money.
Right. Exactly. But that's what you got to do, you know. Sometimes I just want to sit on my couch and watch HGTV.
Oh my
but then
God,
I remember what's going on in this world.
Chrissy, it's the best thing on the freaking planet, let me tell you.
I know. If you want to just turn on a channel where you don't have to think about anything, you just turn on HGTV. Somebody's looking at a house. Hey, great. Oh, I like that kitchen. You know.
Oh my God. It is so perfect. That is exactly what I do when I want to just veg out, and I prefer to veg out more often than not. I really truly need a vacation, but it's perfect because I will just turn on that channel. It's the only actual channel I know by heart because I don't watch TV. I will turn that on and I will just sit there and I'll be like, it's relaxing because I'm watching these people like looking for homes in Hawaii and looking for islands in Australia. And you know what? It's cool. It's fine. But because the real world sucks that bad. And that brings me to another point, because when you're talking about fighting for rights, whatever, as you know, in New Hampshire, I'm a founder of a women's organization that fights for Second Amendment rights, right? We have gotten a bill passed that, you know, it's also known as constitutional carry, which makes it so that a concealed carry pistol license is optional. You can still get one, but it's optional. You don't have to. Currently in New Hampshire, we have open carry. So if you're legally able to purchase and possess a firearm, you can open carry anywhere you want. Doesn't matter. You don't have to ask permission. You don't have to get a license, nothing. But concealed, if you want to conceal your firearm, you have to ask permission from your chief of police or selectman. It depends on the town you're in. So I've been fighting for that now. God, it's been since September, I think. And we've learned a lot about the law. The legislative director for Women's Defense League, Susan Olson, who is fabulous, actually did a lot of research on why the pistol license was originally put in place. And it was originally put into place for discriminatory reasons. Basically, it was put into place for state-sanctioned discrimination, which is what most pistol license laws, by the way, across the country were put into place for. Racism, discrimination. They wanted to have the government decide who was suitable, quote-unquote, to conceal a firearm. So we've been working on this for a long time. We had the first ever gun rights or women's rights rally in New Hampshire. I mean, that was historical. Women ran it. It was about women. We had a lot of people there. We have been fighting for this as a women's rights issue because it's a Second Amendment, it's a right, and we're women. And we also know that women have been discriminated against because they're women trying to get a pistol license. Only one woman testified at our local Senate hearings that her police chief, you know, her brothers, her father, all had their pistol license, no problem. Her police chief said to her, "What do you need a pistol license for? You're a woman." So, and we know of other women, same thing happened, but most women don't want to come out and talk about it publicly because they're intimidated. Of course, you know, they live in a town. They have a police chief. You know, not all women are big mouth like me or other women that I know. And this other woman who came forward, not all of them have that courage, and that does take courage to come out and talk about your police chief screwing you. So we're painting, you know, we fought this as a women's rights issue, and our governor is a woman and a Democrat who is supposedly a proponent for women's rights issues. Now, last September, I went to the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago, huge Second Amendment Foundation conference that goes on every year. They've been doing it for years. And I was there. It was my first year there. I'm talking to anybody and everybody saying women have to be at the forefront. It's a women's rights issue. Women have to be at the forefront, right? So then it turns out it really is a women's rights issue, right? I wasn't just saying that. And, excuse me. So we're fighting it, blah, blah, blah. I had a woman tonight say, "This is stupid. This isn't a woman's rights issue." And I had a man recently say, "This isn't a women's rights issue. It's an everyone's issue." No shit, Sherlock. But they stopped listening to men decades ago, two decades ago. They stopped listening to men about their Second Amendment rights, and they just put them on the back of the bus. They cannot ignore women when it comes to the Second Amendment rights, because women are now millions of us owning firearms and protecting ourselves. And I actually had a woman who supposedly owns firearms saying, "This is stupid and embarrassing that you're painting it as a women's rights issue." And, of course, I had to be nice because it wasn't me. I have to be nice sometimes when I'm acting in a different venue, which sucks. Right. But I'm like, I said to her, "If you can't see the obvious reason why we're doing this, aside from the fact that it is indeed a women's rights issue, then I can't help you." You know, if these hoplophobes and anti-Second Amendment people listen to men, we wouldn't have so many freaking gun laws in place right now that only hurt law-abiding citizens and do not affect criminals at all.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, as an aside, you know, Vince Vaughn, the actor, just came out very strongly in favor of the Second Amendment. So he's like my new favorite celebrity, you know. I don't think I've seen any of his movies, but he's my new favorite celebrity.
Oh, Vince Vaughn, wasn't he in? Oh, I can't remember now. I'm really bad with movies. I haven't even seen most of the movies people have seen.
I know. You still haven't seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, God, why'd you remind me of that? No, I haven't. But mind you, I've seen Boondock Saints, like, I don't know how many times.
The thing about the people who are anti-Second Amendment, a lot of them are also the same people who are anti-cop. So it's like they don't want you to have a gun, but they also don't trust they don't want you to trust the cops. So, okay, so what's my recourse here then? Just to have you break into my house and let you do what you want?
Right.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I'll choose that option.
I was arguing with an idiot the other day on Twitter, and it was about that Wearing Orange campaign. You know how they did that campaign? And
yes.
I was arguing with an idiot over that. And I'm like, you want me to call the guys with guns rather than protect myself? How does that compute? The guys with guns are minutes away. I have seconds to protect myself with my own firearm. The same, maybe even the same firearm as the guys with guns are coming to help me with. So do I get raped or die or attacked before they get here? Or do I protect myself? It's just stupid.
Well, he wants you to call the cops so they can come draw a chalk line around your body.
That's pretty much what it is. That really is pretty much what it is. And
by the time it'll be... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I always just thought the Second Amendment was going to be there, and I know I've talked about this before. I lived in Massachusetts my whole life, and it was the Second Amendment. I mean, Massachusetts is just bad on many levels. Where I lived was beautiful, mind you, but it's just the politics are bad. It's a complete nanny state. And the straw that broke my back was not being able to practice my Second Amendment rights and protect myself. All the laws that had been put into place stopping me, a law-abiding citizen, from doing so. And this is why we have to fight to change the laws. We can't just talk about it, bitch about it, whine about it, break the laws. We have to change the laws. And that's the only way we're going to make actual progress, quote, unquote, and move forward, quote, unquote, in this country, is if we change these horrible laws. The pistol license law in New Hampshire was put into place in 1923, 3 years after women got the right to vote. Before the pistol license law was in place, we could carry however the hell we wanted. We gained the right to vote, lost the right to protect ourselves how we saw fit. How does that figure?
Yep.
Why wouldn't leftists be all on board with that and changing that law?
You know why we lost the right to carry a gun, or they're trying to? Because we gave women the right to vote.
Oh, my God.
Moms against guns, baby.
Oh, my God. You know, don't even get me started on that one.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on that one. Honestly, it was men who made the decision. I mean, it's not like we made the decision because there weren't women in government at the time, but who knows?
Yes,
they probably pressured them to vote. You know what I mean? To give us our right to vote.
Right.
It's not like women haven't been always involved. It's just that we weren't always legally involved. You know, we might have been behind the scenes.
That's right. We were affecting the vote in other ways. Hey, honey.
Yep, exactly.
If you want some tonight, you'll vote this way.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
What
I don't understand. I'm looking at the stream, and it says 59 minutes left. I might have put in the wrong amount of time. Moron.
Well, I think I'm about tapped out from that vent.
Right? We actually covered every topic we talked about tonight and didn't go off on too many tangents.
That's true. That's
very
yeah,
true.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, that very rarely happens. So at least, you know, people are still listening live, and they'll be able to hear this in the archive instead of cutting people off. So that kind of works out well.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for listening again, listening to our rants. And we will be back next week.
Yes, we will. We won't be so slack, we promise.
It won't be what?
So slack. You know, we haven't been on for like a few weeks, so. We'll be back next week.
Well, you know, what's funny is what was it one night? It was like 2 minutes before 9 o'clock, and I was like, oh my God. And we both forgot. And then, of course, it was my anniversary one night, so we couldn't, you know, obviously I was spending the time with my hubby. But, yeah. You know, we kind of slacked off for a couple weeks. Unintentionally 1 week, but. We'll figure it out.
But we'll be back. We'll be back next week.
Absolutely. We'll be back next week. And I hope everyone has a great week. And as usual, it's fabulous venting with you, Christy, because I was up in arms today, and this always helps me.
Yes, this is definitely my therapy. So,
right?
It probably took a few points off my blood pressure, which I needed.
Oh, so did I. Exactly. Maybe we should call this, instead of War by Women, we should call it Therapy for Women.
That's right, and others.
Yeah, exactly.
For therapy for women and the men who love them.
Yes, or the men who lovingly put up with them.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. All right.
All right.
Well,
I will see you online, and we'll...
Alrighty then. Well, good night, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.